Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. Yeah, well, here we are, and it's a Friday, and it's that excitement, isn't it, that it's Friday. The day we held out for most, and it's early, it's 6:01, so you excuse my lack of excitement or enthusiasm, but I'm kind of still a bit sleepy, to tell you the truth, and I've got to get ready soon to go to work, and get myself in the focus for getting ready. And I didn't wake up until, well, I woke up during the night, but I went back asleep, and I heard my alarm going off again. I was like, that kind of thing. So, what I was going to say to you as I adjust the sofa, seat, blanket, throw, whatever you call these things. Yeah, so it's transfer deadline day today. Can't beat it. There's nothing I love transfer deadline day. I love being off usually on transfer deadline day because it's so funny to hear the false rumours, the supposed sightings, and I love watching Sky Sports News and keeping an eye on the BBC football page because they always do really funny stuff. You know, you get the people talking about these. Oh, I've spotted, you know, Wayne Rooney at Sunderland or something. It's always really funny. You just got to take it with a pinch of salt, but it always makes me laugh. So it's transfer deadline day. It's always have the excitement, really. And will a deal be pulled off? Will it not? Are any of these so-called rumours in any way a fact? Or is it just a load of balderdash? But it's great fun, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to be part of. So yeah, so I'm gonna have to start brushing my hair. So, I mean, it always makes me laugh when you look at the brush and you see the amount of hair that's come out, and you think, do I even still have hair on my head? But yes, I do, quite a lot of it. So yeah, so as I said, it's transfer deadline day, big day in the calendar of people who love football. Football, soccer, so American. And I just did a tweet earlier on talking about the American presidential, I should have said, race. I just think, why can't you just leave someone in there for like 5, 6, 7 years? Oh no, we've got to vote again. Oh, come on. It seems to, the campaigns seem to go on for so long. By the time the thing actually happens, I really don't give two bleeps, you know. Here's hoping Obama gets back in, because he just looks the most normal candidate, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, I think the Ireland presidency is 7 years. So, but you know, the Americans, they've just, that would be too long, and we've got to have a race much earlier than that. I've actually installed the Audioboo app on my phone. So maybe next week I'll start doing recordings on the move. I haven't done them in a long while. So here's hoping the Audioboo app still works, still behaves on my new Samsung Galaxy S3. And I'm charging my phone as per usual. I've been so lazy, I'm not charging at night. It's not really charging as quick as I want. It's at 49%, so it's not too bad. And I've got another 15-20 minutes to charge it, so it should be fine. Actually, charges quite quickly using this new combi charger thing, USB connection in the plug. Very strange to look at, but that's the way technology's going. So yeah, what more can I tell you? What more can I tell you, lovely folk? I had a packet of painkilling tablets, and I don't know where I put them. I only have ibuprofen. And ibuprofen's not really good for pain, is it? You need paracetamol. Paracetamol. Pronunciations are a funny thing. Different people pronounce things differently. Like, I hear people in the UK go last, and I go last. Fast, fast. Ask, ask. It's the way you pronounce that A, isn't it? Is it an A or is it an A? It's a fucking, sorry about the language. It's an A. Shall we say the alphabet? No, I'll spare you. But, yeah, it's funny how you pronounce things. Another thing that I pronounce is the letter that comes before S, which you UKers and people around the world probably pronounce R. How can you even say it that way? R. That's just so not me. R, R, R. No, can't do it. I pronounce it OR. So you'd say record, or E-C-O-R-D, but R, how can I say R-E-C-O-R-D, that's just absurd. No, can't do it. It's always been OR, it'll always be OR, and OR is what it is. I remember a girl at work who's from Spain, and we were spelling a word out, and I was spelling it OR-E, whatever, and she's looking at me like I'm completely insane. She's like, what the hell is that? But we're Irish, we do these fun things, and it's the letter OR. I know. And actually, another thing I discovered, which is pretty normal to us Irelanders, but you've got your loaf of bread, and the first and the last slice, what do you call them? Because they are heels. Heels. First and last are heels. Someone said to me they're crusts. They're not crusts, for God's sake. Crusts are the ones on the outside of the bread, the edges. They're crusts. The first and last slice are heels. H-E-E-L-S. I was always very good at spelling when I was a child. Yeah, I was really good at spelling. I was good at reading. I was a really good reader. So I remember in primary school, we used to have this like kind of library thing. So part of the class, you know, that we had was to read a book. And I just couldn't be bothered. I think my problem in school was I was too lazy. Yeah, I was lazy. And I used to get my friend to read the book for me. But yeah, that was rather naughty. Yeah. Actually, another thing I found on Twitter, someone said, about pillows. How many pillows do you sleep with at night? My mom only ever sleeps with one pillow. Just one. She cannot sleep with more than one. It has to be. And I was thinking, I used to walk into her bedroom like, how can you sleep so low down? Right now, I sleep with three. But there, two of them are very thin. And one's a bit thicker. So, but on a normal occasion, I really need to buy new pillows, but I can't afford it right now. On a normal occasion, I sleep with two pillows, but I can never understand people sleep with one. It just seems so low. I'm thinking, God, you may as well take away the pillow and you'll be on the flat of your back. Yeah, but I did pull a muscle in my shoulder stroke, back stroke, middle of spine stroke, whatever, but it's all better now, thanks to DPs, so yeah. Because you're really annoying when you can't really turn your head. And you don't realise, actually, until you kind of pull a muscle, you don't realise how often you turn your head. Yeah. Until it's really sore to do that, and you're like, ow, ow, ow. And you feel like a bit robotic, you know? You're turning your body instead of your head. So, yeah. It can be really annoying, but I'm all better now. You'd be glad to hear, folks. So I'd love to witter on and talk some more, but I'm going to have to go and get ready for work. Yeah, that fun thing you have to do Monday to Friday. Fun thing, they actually expect you to go into work and actually work. Shock horror. God, what wonders will never cease, you know? Anyway, folks, I will talk to you very soon. And if you want to tweet me, twitter.com. /Sunday Twist. And I'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can audioboom me, audioboom.fm/ML. I'd love to hear from you. So have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And happy transfer deadline day. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.